I paused a bit as I asked earlier in Mass to think of some other ideas or thoughts of our readings tonight, and just was curious after Mass if you'd like to stop by. It's not a test. It's not a getting an F. Just be curious in myself if what your thoughts would be in our readings today, because there's a lot of different ways you could go, and one that I thought of was what Jesus said first as a parable, and then asking the disciples themselves, are even you likewise without understanding? Do not realize that everything that goes into a person from outside cannot defile, since it enters not the heart but the stomach and passes out into the latrine? When I hear this passage, we have heard it many times, it makes me think about what is going on in our society. For instance, I remember the days when there were Joe Camels in magazines, and there were cigarette advertisements. Remember, our teachers had a cigarette machine in their gathering space, and that's how definitely has changed. And you know, now we're at the point where, at least in the United States, I mean, if you're a smoker, I mean, it's almost like, man, you're going to hell. I mean, boy, you're going to die. It's going to be, or if you're chewing, you know, my goodness, why would you ever do that? That's a sin. That's something that should never happen to anybody. Remember in the seminary, our rector, the rector is, you know, the boss of the seminary, he never condemned smoking. He never condemned chewing. He didn't condemn drinking either. Now, he always said you need to be balanced. You want to discern what is good for your body. Or think about diets in the United States right now. I mean, there's diets a dime a book, you know. And perhaps some of that is good, and we should be healthy, and it is the Holy Spirit. Let's think the opposite of what our society does. How about things that are legal? How about pornography? How about movies? How about magazines? How about videos? How about the internet? How about Facebook? How about things that are not going in our body physically, but into our heart? I mentioned before about this passage that I love the fact that Jesus says, thus we declared all foods clean. That's good. We get bacon. Where the Jewish culture still doesn't today have bacon. But what comes out of the man, that is what defiles him. And he gives us a great list of things that are in our culture, possibly in our own hearts. And our hearts for the Jewish culture and now today, for the Jewish culture again, is the heart, the soul, the really, it's not the organ that's pumping blood, it is life. It's carrying life right there in the heart. And Jesus said, from within the man, from his heart, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these evils come from within, and they defile. Let's bring that to our spiritual journey. And continue thinking of anything that the Holy Spirit may have pricked your conscience during Mass this evening.